Andrew McKellar is the Chief Executive of the Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry. Andrew, a couple of interesting stories there. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, Gareth.
The incentives are all wrong. That's what you're saying this morning.
Well, look, we think there is a good way to try to encourage particularly some of those people who are on the age pension to come back into the workforce part-time. We're screaming out for workers around Australia. We've got one of the most pressing skills shortages that we've had facing the Australian economy in two decades. At the moment, if you're on the age pension and you want to work, you can earn up to $480 a fortnight. After that, your pension gets clawed back 50 cents in the dollar. That's a pretty heavy whack.
Yeah.
If you are looking to, do a bit of work. And so really, that's limiting you to about, one day a week, realistically. That's not enough. There are a lot of people who would be very happy to come back or to keep working 2 or 3 days a week. They might want a bit of flexibility, but the system's not really supporting that. And we think that this is a very useful suggestion to get more people with good experience into the workforce, keep them in the workforce, keep them participating.
So, Andrew, how exactly would you change it? Would you say, look, instead of, roughly 1 day a week, you should be able to do 2 or 3 days a week before your pension gets scaled back, or perhaps scaling back the pension's fine, but do it at, 25 cents in the dollar or something like that rather than 50 cents in the dollar?
Well, exactly. I mean, we can certainly increase that threshold, that $480 a fortnight. I think that can go up. I mean, when you're looking at someone who might be earning, $25,000, $30,000 a year, these are not high incomes. And to be penalising them at 50 cents in the dollar, that's more than the top marginal tax rate. That's, that really is just too much. So, look, we think that those sorts of options increase the threshold, reduce the taper back to a lower rate, these are things that will give people more incentive to stay in the workforce. That's what business is screaming out for at the moment.
Makes sense to me, Andrew. It'd also put more money into the economy because the poor old pensioners might have a few more dollars in their pocket to spend.
Absolutely.
Win-win. Good on you. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Gareth.